Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. We are so blessed with your presence and your instructions and your understanding that we've got through 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 on how we should be as we are already in your day, as we are passed from death into life. And you, the stone the builders rejected, is precious to us. So this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for another day to experience salvation, your presence, your provision, your favor as you develop us on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen. The readings, my sweetie, we're finishing off 1 Thessalonians 5.
From verse 25 to 28, brothers and sisters, please pray for us. Give all the brothers and sisters the special greeting of God's people. I tell you by the authority of the Lord to read this letter to all the believers there. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Hallelujah. I like it where Paul says in that, you know, he says we must, all believers must read this letter so the grace, the divine influence of God can be on our hearts so that we can have the faith and love of God, and so we can have the helmet of salvation, which is the expectation of the gospel, the expectation of the of salvation daily in our lives. And then also here it says, give all my brothers and sisters a special greeting of God's people. Many of the translations is give them a holy kiss. And as you know what's going on in this world today, and that there, I think we should leave that out. It was just a special way that God's people, they would know they're in the presence of a believer, in the presence of someone that has taken hold of, the Lord has taken hold of them, and they've taken hold of the Lord, and then they would greet them like that. I think of Judas. Judas also gave Jesus a kiss just before he betrayed him. And so we also mustn't be like Judas is here. We see here in this word here, we must start, we've come into the light when we were born again into the day, and now we must stay in tune, developing on schedule. That's what it's all about, with faith and love in our heart and the expectation of salvation in our head and our mind. As our mind is made up, God loves us. He has saved us, has done a complete work, sin has been dealt with, and we are in the presence of the family of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all the brothers and sisters that have gone ahead. And that's the reality. So arise and shine, for your light has come. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.